to put you in the know that Chesterfield is on the go with something new that sets the place. No unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins of the Mayors and Bing's guests, Jimmy Stewart and Anna Maria Alberghetti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present one of Hollywood's busiest citizens. A radio star, a motion picture actor, and vice president in charge of cellophane at the Chesterfield factory, Bing Crosby.
Very nice, Ken. And if I do say so myself, I turn out real neat packages.
You're doing beautiful work these days, Bing. I just don't see how you find time to squeeze everything in.
Well, actually, I don't. I haven't been to the factory for 3 days.
Oh, you're going to catch it.
I can't help it. I'm making a picture now. We're on location. I have to drive clear up to Lake Arrowhead.
Arrowhead, huh?
Yes, and believe me, it's really tough working at a place that's named after Bob Hope.
Bing, Arrowhead wasn't named after Bob.
Well, it could have been. His head comes to rather a sharp point.
It does, that.
You know, Ken, when Hope was a kid, he tried to sue the inventor of the ice cream cone. He claimed the guy took one look at his noggin, got the whole idea, right?
Well, Bob's a very pointed fellow. Got a pointed chin, a pointed nose.
If his jokes just had a point, he'd really be something. Just work that into the material.
We could use a little point right about along in here, too, couldn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we're fishing. We're coming up empty. But I find it hard to be gay. Really, I do.
Why?
Well, I'm starting to worry. I'm worrying about my Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping?
Yes.
Oh, your worries are over, Bing.
Well, you've got something?
Well, I read in Time magazine about a terrific thing for gifts, Bing.
What?
It's a new perfume they're making in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most potent, intoxicating scent ever concocted.
They had to make it more potent. Mm-hmm. I reel when I walk by the dime store now.
I tell you, Bing, this stuff is so strong that just a few drops makes everyone fall in love with each other.
Well, they ought to pour some of it in the ventilating system of the United Nations building.
Yes, a little dab on Joe Stalin's mustache wouldn't hurt any.
Honestly, are you serious about this perfume?
Yes.
Really, you got that wallop?
Oh, I'm perfectly serious. Look, I'll give you an example.
What?
A friend of mine put 2 drops of it on a letter and mailed it to a girl that he was crazy about.
I know. She got the letter, called the guy up, wanted to marry him.
Oh, and... No. She couldn't wait. She took one whiff of the envelope and eloped with the postman.
Say, this is real McCoy,
it
isn't
is.
It? What's the name of this stuff?
Well, it hasn't got any name yet. No one can find words to describe
it. Well, we'll get a name for it. I'll tell you what, Ken. Let's grab a bottle, take it up to Frenchman's flat there in Nevada and test it.
Well, how will that help us name it?
Well, if it blows a real big hole in the desert, we'll call it Goodnight Irene.
Oh, no. That would make a very clever name for this perfume.
That's the point of it, as long as we're being silly. Ken, we got to get on the opening number here, if you'll pardon me. It's an old song entitled Bright Eyes.
I love
Remember
it.
That?
Great song.
John's got a flashy arrangement he made on Bright Eyes here. And Ken, while I'm singing, will you pass through the audience with samples of that perfume? I want everyone to love this.
Right.
Spray it around. Bright Eyes, I know you so well. Bright Eyes, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright Eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright Eyes, just you say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes.
Pretty bright eyes.
Bright Eyes. Just you say what you will.
Oodly-bobble-bobble.
There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your
pretty, pretty, pretty
bright, bright eyes.
Now comes time to remind you folks of two important things. First, over 1,500 prominent tobacco growers say that Chesterfield's delightful aroma tells you that Chesterfield's smell milder and they smoke milder.
And one of the most famous industrial research organizations in the world reports, and I quote, "Of the leading brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste."
Yep. Smokers everywhere are finding out that Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste is what they want. How about you? Next time you buy cigarettes, sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
La Belle France has finished us with some lovely melodies recently, several hit songs. Here's a new one. Johnny Mercer, celebrated and clever lyricist, has furnished the libretto for this particular song.
Ah, the apple tree blossoms in the breeze that we walked among. Lying in the hay, games we used to play, while the rounds were sung, only yesterday, when the world was young. It isn't by chance that I happen to be Boulevardier, the toast of Paris. For over the noise, the talk and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink or a joke. I walk in a room, a party or ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for Mister, a drink for us all. But how many times I stop and recall, are the apple trees, sunlit memories, where the hammock swung, on our back we'd lie, looking at the sky, till the stars were sprung, only last July, when the world was young. Stars were strung only yesterday, when the world was young.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. You know, folks, some 3 weeks ago, we presented here Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti, the 15-year-old coloratura soprano from the picture Here Comes the Groom. She literally tore the house down with her sparkling rendition of Lowell, Hear the Gentle Lark. So this evening, we're delighted to again present this sensational young soprano. Anna Maria, will you step out and take a bow? What are you going to sing for this evening?
The Wren.
The Wren?
Benedict.
What do you say, say it in Italian?
Capinero.
Capinero. Wonderful. Mr. Trotter, would you assist Anna Maria?
Col ritornare del dolce aprile, tu torni pure mia gentile. E dimmi a dire la tua canzone, tra l'occhi fiore nel mio verò. Tua bocca c'è tanto più piacermi fa, e di composizione mi sa. Io voglio cantare, mi guida tu, cantiamo la gioventù. Cantiamo la gioventù, insieme, insieme, cantiamo.
Really exciting. But don't go away, because don't forget we got a duet later. You'll be thinking of something easy, will you? Real easy. And Phil Shukin's our flautist, we want to thank you. You were spectacular, really. Just keep... Just keep your dues paid up. This may open a whole new career for you.